昨年は戦後70年の節目の時で、これまでずっと戦争のことが語られていました。私も若い人たち、子どもたち、私の孫たちに伝える責任があるように思い、この証を通して私の戦争体験を、戦争体験、東京大空襲を少し話させてください。
Last year marked 70 years since the end of the Second World War, and much has been explored and told about this historical event. Feeling a sense of responsibility to talk about it with the younger people and with children, including my own grandchildren, I'd like to share a little bit of my own experiences in this testimony of faith.
小さい時の思い出として、昭和20年3月10日の東京大空襲の恐ろしかった記憶があります。その日 B29 300機による空襲と焼夷弾で12万人以上が死亡し、負傷者10万人、100万人以上の人々が1日で被災しました。当時3歳8ヶ月だった私は母の背中に背負われ、年齢小眼線と襟巻きで顔も頭も覆われて、外の様子は何も分かりませんでした。母ははじめ防空壕で私と共に身を沈めていましたが、危険が迫ってきましたので逃げ出しました。帰宅してから母が、もう逃げられないかもしれないから一度だけ空を見てと言って襟巻きを外してくれました。あたり一面火の海でした。真っ赤な火が追いかぶさるようにのしかかってきていました。
It was March 10, 1945, during the Tokyo air raids, and I was a very young child. On that day alone, 300 B-29 missiles were dropped on Tokyo, and over 120,000 people were killed. Approximately 100,000 were severely injured, and they say approximately 1 million people suffered some kind of tragic loss on that day. 3 years, 8 months old, I was tied to my mother's back, wearing the traditional Japanese padded short coat for children. And my head and my face were covered, so I didn't know what it was like outside of our home. My mother started to escape, running to the air raid shelter and carrying me on her back because the danger was looming. Fearing we were trapped, my mother said, "We may not be able to escape anymore, so look at the sky, just this once only." And she removed the scarf from my head and my face. It was like a sea of fire was all around us. The bright red fire was moving in upon us, hunched over with great force. It seemed there was no way to run.
何時間かが過ぎ、母がどのようにして逃げたか分かりませんでしたが、気がつくだけ野原の中を、消防団員だった父の姿を探して、母とある近くの双葉国民学校の講堂には何百人もの人々が座ったままの状態で灰色になって死んでいました。僕の下町の空襲とも言われ、空爆と弾の投下で窒息し、二酸化炭素の中毒死、そしてあまりにの暑さで
Many hours passed, and I have no idea how my mother and I escaped from the shelter. But my next memory is walking through the burnt rubble with my mother the following morning to look for my father, who had served as a firefighter. I remember walking past the local school near my house and seeing several hundred people who had huddled inside for shelter and burnt to death in their sitting position in the color of ashes.It was also said that it was impossible to count the number of deceased people who died by suffocation through carbon monoxide poisoning because of the aerial and fire bombs to the Wooden House neighborhoods downtown, or those who died by the mere heat when they jumped into the Sumida River as an attempt to escape.
あの夜だと死人の光景はあまりにも鮮烈すぎて、生涯忘れることを失った私たちでしたが、奇跡的に助かり、父とも再会できて、3人で被害があまり受けなかった父の叔父の家に、北千住から西新井橋を渡ってやっとたどり着きました。同窓会していた兄も合流できました。住む家が確保できましたが、 どんなふうに生活したのか小さかったので覚えていません。お米の配給制で全然足りませんでした。雑炊、水豚、麦ご飯、さつまいもいっぱい入ったご飯などを思い出します。火災道具や母の着物を父の田舎に疎開しましたが、すべてお米になりました。父が田舎人の着物と物々交換してくるのです。
The bright red burning fire glowing in the night sky and the sight of those who were left dead in the air raids is too vivid a memory, no matter how much in one lifetime passes. We lost everything, but by some miracle, we were still alive and we were able to find my father. The three of us made it to the relatively undamaged home of my father's uncle in Kitasenju, across the Nishiarai Bridge.My older brother, whose school was also forced to evacuate, was able to meet up with us. And even though we had a home to live in, my father's uncle's home, I was too young to know how we were able to make a living to survive. Rice was rationed nationwide, and I remember we ate a lot of porridge, suiton dumplings, and barley rice, or rice that had a lot of sweet potato mixed in with it.Many of our belongings, our furniture, and my mother's kimonos made it to the home we were living in out in the countryside, but they all became things my father used to barter to get rice for our family to survive.
戦争のためにこの地に引っ越してきましたが、私にとっては人生を変える大きな存在が待っていてくれました。メソディスト派の敬虔なクリスチャンのミズ・ミルドレッド・ペインは1930年昭和5年に東京の元木の地に設立年と愛家学園を建てられたのでした。戦争中はアメリカに戻り、終戦後いち早く日本に帰ってきて、ナスリースクール、保育園、幼稚園、乳幼児健康道具、青年部の活動と地域に根ざしたキリスト教の伝道を始めていました。家からは歩いて20分のところにある同級生の小学校入学して間もなく日曜学校に通い始めました。先生が一人の宣教師の後ろには何百人ものクリスチャンの存在がありますと、あれの建築活動の資金のためにどれほど多くのアメリカのクリスチャンの方々の尊い献金がなされたか想像を絶するものがあります。
We had moved to the new home because of the war, but in fact, it was in that place where someone would greatly impact and influence my life forever. Miss Mildred Payne, a devout Christian woman who served in the Methodist Church Mission, came to Tokyo in 1930 and built a mission compound and the Love and Grace School in Monokotoki neighborhood of Tokyo. During the war, she returned to America.But after it was finished, she returned to Japan as quickly as possible to begin and deeply root an evangelistic work and sharing of the Christian faith and the gospel in that area through beginning a nursery school and a kindergarten, a children's clinic, and a Sunday school program for elementary, junior, and senior high school youth. My home was about a 20-minute walk from there, and I was invited to go by my neighbor and classmate, Akiko.So I enrolled in the school and soon after began to attend Sunday school. I've heard Asu-san once say, to support even just one missionary, hundreds of Christians stand behind them. Likewise, I wonder how many precious American Christians' prayers, hopes and visions, and financial offerings were behind the building of that school and the mission activities there.
戦後、不幼児の死亡率が非常に高かった頃の健康診断、栄養指導、学籍のない子どもたちの教育など、地域に根ざしを実践してきたセツルメントでした。ミス・ペインの強い信仰の実践に影響を受ける学園の先生方の必死の中学3年の夏、夏休みに入るや否や、父は病に倒れ、2、3日の看病で他界してしまいました。目の前は真っ暗になり、何かわいがってくれた父の死はショックで受験勉強に取りかかれませんでした。園長のペイン先生は日本での任務が終えて、ヘノブ先生が2代目の園長になりました。高校生になって先生と一緒に栗浜のキャンプに行きました。 このキャンプハウスもアメリカのメソジストのクリスチャンの献金団に出会ったとき、いつも先生のところに来ました。あるときは図書室で、あるときは先生のオフィスで、先生のお手伝いをした後で共に祈ってくれました。将来愛恵学園の園長になってくれるようにと祈ってくださいました。まずに父を亡くした私は母に経済的負担をかけたくないと思って、高校卒業後社会で働こうと思っていましたが、サイモン先生と一緒にいるうちにさらに学ぶとして自立していくれいけるように大学に進学したいと思うようになりました。母も兄も賛成してくれて明治学院。
After the war, the early mortality rate for infants and children was very high. Thus opening a clinic and a school to provide health examinations, nutritional guidance, human welfare and community support, and education was desperately needed. The strength of faith, vision, call, and wisdom of Miss Payne in leading the other teachers made that mission have a lasting impact in the lives of so many. During the summer vacation of my third year of junior high, my father fell suddenly ill, and after 2 or 3 days of care in the hospital, he passed away. Darkness fell over me, and the shock of losing a father who had cared for me so deeply was so much that I couldn't focus on studying for my entrance examinations. At the same time, the school's headmistress, Miss Payne's mission assignment came to an end, and she returned to America. Her replacement to become the second headmistress was Miss Marion Simons. I became a high school student and joined Miss Simons to attend a camp in Kurihama. The camp's lodge was also built by the mission support of the Methodist Church in America. Miss Simons was very kind, and she prayed for me and cared for me like a mother. Whenever I struggled with something, I went to see her and talked with her. She often asked me to help her with something in the library or in her office, and afterwards we would usually pray together. One of her prayers was that someday in the future, I would become the future headmistress of Love and Grace School. Since my father died in the summer of my third junior high school year, I didn't want to leave my mother with a tremendous financial debt, so my plan was to go to work immediately after I graduated high school. But Miss Simons encouraged me to continue my studies and to complete a university education so that I could be an independent woman. And I began to have that same vision. My mother and my brother were supportive of this idea, so I studied social welfare at Meiji Gakuin University.
この大学は150数年前にドクター・ヘボンによって開校されたミッションスクールです。Do for others。 人事のために働きなさい。この精神をヘボン先生によって掲げられ、大学では毎日立て縄があって、宣教師の先生方、クリスチャンの先生方から感動のお話をお聞きしました。大学の4年間猛烈に勉強しました。日本の社会福祉に一生を捧げた香川豊彦先生にも出会いました。授業では社会福祉を学び、教職にも興味がありましたので、社会と英語の中学高校の教員免許も取りました。50年前の日本では社会福祉の職場は限られていました。大学卒業とともに東京都内の私立の高校教師として就職しました。教師の2年生の担任になりました。この高校で夫と出会い、3年間この高校で教理の水戸での生活が始まりました。茨城キリスト学園の校長からスカウトされ、夫はこちらに戻って3年目で茨城キリスト教学園高校の英語教師になりました。ミッションスクールに職を得たことは私にとっても嬉しいことでした。美穂や恵みが将来茨城キリスト教学園に通えるようにと決意したと言ってくれました。都内行きでした。
Meiji Gakuin University was begun over 150 years ago as a mission school by Dr. James Hepburn with the motto, Do for Others. In that spirit, the university had a daily chapel hour in which I heard many moving messages by missionaries and other Christian teachers. I eagerly studied for all 4 years, and since I was studying social welfare, it was there that I met the professor Toyohiko Kagawa, a leader in the study and practice of social welfare in Japan. While I studied welfare, I also had an interest in teaching, so I got my license as a junior and senior high school English and social studies teacher. Jobs in the area of social welfare in Japan were quite limited 50 years ago. So after graduation, I was hired as an English teacher at a private school in Tokyo and was immediately made homeroom teacher for second-year students. It was at this school I met my husband, a fellow teacher, and after working for 3 years, we married and almost immediately moved and began living in my husband's hometown of Mito. The principal of Ibaraki Christian High School recruited my husband, and he became an English teacher at the school in our 3rd year here. I was also very pleased that he had been hired by a mission school, and he told me that he hoped our daughters, Miho and Megumi, would be able to go to school there in the future. At the time, Miho was 4 and Megumi was 2.
Simon先生が日本での任務が終えてアメリカに帰国するとき、 先生のお母様が幼いマリアンに手作りしたベッドカバーを畳みくださいました。 2センチ四方の色とりどりのパッチワークが何百も丁寧に縫い合わされています。 その一枚一枚はしみじみ話してくださいました。 その時、毎朝このベッドカバーをきれいに直すとき、 先生のこぼれるような笑顔が、私は深く育てなさいと優しく語れているように思えました。
When Miss Simon's mission assignment was complete and she was preparing to return to America, she gave me a bed cover that her mother had made for her when she was a small child. It is a beautiful patchwork cover sewn ever so carefully, in which Miss Simon's keenly explained each piece, one by one. It is a treasure in our family, and we used it for both Miho and Megumi. Every morning when I'd make the bed, I'd remember Miss Simon's smiling face and some of her last kind words to me. Raise your children with deep love. God blessed us with 2 daughters and 1 son, and we built the home that I now live in Futabadai.
Tokyo's Aikei-gakuen has closed due to the aging and workers. 東京都と足立区は育ててくれて、新しく高齢者、障害者の支援の財団を作ってくれるように勧められました。新しい財団が許可されたのは1990年10月のことでした。財団発足とともに理事になり、高齢者介護施設、障害者施設の職員の方々の海外研修の計画から引率に至るまで、
Love and Grace School closed its doors after a 60-year legacy because of the decline of the population of children in Japan and also an aging staff. The Tokyo Metropolitan and Adachi Ward government sold the land to us to be repurposed for the creation of a new foundation to support elderly and people with various disabilities. The new foundation was approved in October 1998, and I was inaugurated the director of the Board of Trustees for 12 years, and also worked for the final 4 years as the office manager full-time. We opened the elderly care facility and helped assist in international study and training of staff to work with elderly and people who face disabilities. In a sense, God heard and answered Miss Marion Simon's prayer that one day I would be a headmistress in that mission someday.
マリネン・オーストラリアのクイーンズランド州でキリスト教を母体とした介護施設を訪問しました。チャージョ・クライストの施設、サルベーションアーミーの施設、ホスピスなど学ぶことがいっぱいありました。スウェーデンにも2度ほど障害者の方々と訪ねました。世界の福祉国家と言われるだけあって、ハンディキャップのある人々の生活しやすいように街が作られ、生き生きした生活ができるように手厚い配慮がされていました。中国の北京では老人介護のため、 日本のホームヘルパーの講習会を7回開きました。 YWCA を通しての交流でしたが、共産圏で健康を守ることがどんなに大変かを知ることができました。そして福祉支援財団で働いた12年間はこれからの私の生き方に役立つ言葉でした。
Love and Grace Welfare Foundation was made possible at the same time as long-term care insurance was expanded in Japan. Those who worked in the elderly care facility made annual visits to learn from a Christian care facility in Queensland, Australia. We learned much from various facilities run by Churches of Christ and the Salvation Army, and through visiting hospices. We also went twice to Sweden, a nation that leads the world as an example of creating a society that is accessible to people who live with various disabilities. We were invited to Beijing, China 7 times to host a conference and training sessions through Japanese home helpers for elderly care. We did the exchange through the YMCA and YWCA, so we learned the difficulty of living out one's faith in a communist nation.And we also learned that, in fact, there are many underground Christian communities and people of faith in China. Being a part of that work at Love and Grace Welfare Foundation for 12 years, and the knowledge and experience I received through it, has been tremendous benefit for me now in this stage of my life.
財団を退職して2年後に夫はがんと診断され、11ヶ月の闘病生活を送りました。入院中、彼は子供たち、美穂、めぐみ、まさひろに生い立ちの木を書き記してくれました。私たち夫婦にとって唯一の財産は子供たちでした。二人で協力して育ててきたことが書かれているのではないかと思います。私には何も書いて残してくれませんでしたが、10年ぐらい前、朝日新聞で自分の伴侶への手紙というタイトルでコンテストがありました。夫が応募した作品をコピーして私にくれました。しませんでしたが、大事にしていました。
2 years after my retirement from the foundation, we discovered that my husband had cancer, and we began an 11-month battle against his illness. While he was hospitalized, he journaled about children's upbringing for our 3 children, Miho, Megumi, and Masahiro. As a couple, our only treasure is our children. He wrote to them that it was through our cooperation and combined effort that we were able to raise them. But before his passing, he wasn't able to leave anything specifically written to me. But 10 years ago, there was a contest in Asahi Shimbun newspaper entitled A Letter to One's Companion. And my husband copied his entry that he had written for the contest and gave it to me. He didn't win the contest, but I cherish what he wrote, which I would like to read now.
25年前、親子5人で住む狭い県営アパートの夏はことのほか暑かったね。寝苦しい夜に子供たちの寝顔を見ながら、なんとかここを脱出し、それぞれに部屋を与えてやりたいと思っていましたが、長男のためやがては実家に戻らなければならないとの思いが強く、新築に踏み切れないでいた時、あなたの大丈夫よ、なんとかなるわの一言に、セラ3人の子供たちを自然の中でのびのびと楽しく生活させ、優しく素直に成長させたのではないかと思います。今は親になって時折帰ってきては、かつて歩いた通学路や近隣の公園をベビーカーで散歩しています。環境を子供たちのみならず孫たちにも享受させてあげられるのは、あの大強い一言であったと密かに感謝しています。
25 years ago, as a family of 5 living in that small state-run apartment building, it was a hot summer's night. Unable to sleep well that night, I looked at the faces of our sleeping children and wanted to get out of the situation we were in, wishing to provide a room for each child, but knowing that my duty as oldest son to return to our parents' home and care for them, but not having the money to build a new home for us, those simple words of reassurance that were spoken by you, "It's going to be okay, it will all work out," was the support I needed to move ahead with confidence. Looking back, It was those words that allowed our three children to grow and enjoy their daily life surrounded by nature, an environment that was kind and nurturing for them. Now, our children have become parents themselves, and we find ourselves once again taking a walk back and forth to school and the nearby park while pushing a stroller. Not only have our children benefited from growing up in this beautiful place, but also our grandchildren too. All of this came about because of those simple yet powerful words you spoke long ago. It's going to be okay. It will all work out. And I am thankful from the bottom of my heart for what you said that day.
Yes, ma'am.皆さんが大事にしていらっしゃる礼拝の中で証しをする重要さ、難しさ、そして自分自身の信仰の危うさに悩んでいる習慣でした。
In the season of Easter, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our faith, I'm so thankful that I was asked to share a testimony.Atsu-san said beforehand, the process of preparing to share testimony is so important. And in the last week, I feel like I experienced firsthand the challenges in my faith in preparing a testimony in the midst of our collective worship, a time that we value so much. And I have realized the importance and the struggle that comes with that.
Yes, Sama.確かな愛の絆で結ばれ信仰の旅路を共にしていけることを心から感謝いたします。これまでもたくさんの試練がありました。ハリー・ファックス先生の言葉をお借りすれば、いい塩梅に神様の愛に満たされて生きていけると信じています。
Jesus gives us peace both outside and withinAnd I am thankful for his church, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, in which we can be bound together in his truest love and walk the journey of faith together. There have been many struggles for me in my life thus far, but borrowing from the words of Harry Robert Fox, who helped to plant this church in Mito, even in the midst of it all, God has led me with grace and goodness.I fully believe that God will be faithful to the end in helping me to live a life overflowing with his love and peace.